We just got back from Panama, and it was a life-changing experience, amen. God is moving there in the country of Panama. God is doing great things, amen. And we were honored just to be able to take place and see what God is doing there in Panama, amen. So we're on fire. Come on, somebody. We're back, amen, and we're ready to do God's work. Turn your Bibles to 1 Peter, amen, chapter 4, verse 2. You can say amen when you're there.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Amen. The Word of God says this. I'm going to read out of the NLT version. And it says this. You won't spend the rest of your lives chasing your own desires, but you will anxiously do the will of God. Let's pray. Father God, we just thank you, Lord, for the reading of your word, God. We pray, God, that you would just seal this word in our hearts, God. God, that you would help me, Lord, to speak here tonight, God, your word, God. God, that it would minister to our lives, Lord, that it would fall on good soil, God. Lord, I pray your anointing upon my life, God, and that you would use me as your vessel, God. Remove me to the side, God. God, you speak here tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 You can be seated here tonight, amen. Hallelujah. I just want to thank God for my salvation, amen. I know God has been good to me, amen. And God has been good to me, and I want to thank God for my salvation. I want to thank God for our fearless leaders. Come on, somebody. Pastor, Sister Sylvia, amen. I don't know where I'd be without their guidance, without their love, amen, without their support, without those rebukes. Come on, somebody. Amen. I don't know where I'd be. Amen. I'd be a mess. Come on, somebody. But God has given us good spiritual parents. Amen. And I want to thank my wife. Amen. The lovely Sister Amy. Amen. I love her so much. Amen. And she's come on, somebody. Behind every good man, there's a good woman. Come on, somebody. Amen. And she's my good woman. Come on, somebody. She's my rib. Amen. So here tonight, amen, I want to read this verse again one more time. It says, you won't spend the rest of your life chasing your own desires, but you will anxiously do the will of God. Come on, somebody. Look to your neighbor and tell him, what are you chasing? Look to your other neighbor and tell him, what are you chasing? Come on, somebody. I know that in my lifetime, there's been a lot of things that I've chased in my life. Amen. There's been a lot of things that I've been after. Come on, somebody. That I was after. I was like a pit bull on a pork chop. Amen. I was trying to get it. Come on. I'm sure I'm not the only one. Can I get an amen? That was chasing things. Come on, in their life. Amen. I was one. I'll admit it. I was one that was chasing money. Come on, somebody. Chasing drugs. I was chasing prestige. I wanted the fame. I wanted, come on, somebody. I wanted those relationships. Amen. I wanted, come on, somebody, that career, that education, that good job. Maybe you were chasing that perfect body. Come on, somebody. You were out there chasing, come on, the American dream. You wanted that big old house. You wanted the nice car, the dog named Spot, the picket white fence. Come on, somebody. There's been a lot of things that we've chased in our lifetimes that we're after. Come on. We were out there trying to get it. Come on. No sleep, no food. We were out there trying to get it. But I love how the Bible puts it, amen. When the Bible says that you are merely chasing these things, you are merely chasing. So what is the word saying? The word is saying here tonight that we're always gonna be chasing these desires. They're never gonna be caught. Come on, somebody. You're always gonna be running after it. And the moment that you think that you've obtained something, that you think that you've got somewhere, is the moment that you realize you need more of it. Come on, somebody. I need more money. I need that. Come on, I need more overtime. Hello, come on. I need another hit. Come on. I just need one more drink, one more shot, one more vacation. I need more of it. The moment that you think that you've obtained these things is the moment you realize you need more of it. Have you ever been there before? Come on, somebody. Have you ever been in this situation where you think you'll have enough, but it's never enough? It's never enough. Come on, it's never enough money. Come on, somebody. It's never enough fame. It's never enough. We see this. We see this time and time again, amen. And we see it, and it's never enough, amen. We see it. Look at it. Look at El Chapo. Come on, it was never enough. The man was a billionaire. He had all kinds of money. He had power, but it was never enough. People that couldn't get enough of it. You would think he would be happy. He had all the money, all the cars. People respected him or feared him, whichever one it was. But it was never enough.
Come on.
Look how they end up. I love how the Bible puts it. It says, you are merely chasing these things.
Come on now.
It's like that rabbit with the carrot hanging in front. Amen. You're just running and running and you can never catch it. Come on. You never catch what you think you're going after. Amen. Every time that I was getting high and I was out there in the world and I was like, man, I was just chasing that high, but I can never reach. Come on, I can never reach that high again. I remember that first time, and you can never get as high as you did on the first time. It was always just a catch up. It was always just a run around, spinning your tires, going nowhere, making a lot of noise, but really doing nothing. Woo, come on now. Amen. Am I speaking to anybody here tonight? Amen. You realize all these things. You realize you jump from relationship to relationship because this one didn't work out. So I got to find the next one that will. This one, he didn't make me happy. She didn't make me happy. So I'm gonna jump on to the next one. Come on, somebody. Woo, I just need to be a little bit thinner. Come on, somebody. I spend more hours in the gym. I just need a little bigger muscles. Come on, somebody. Uh-oh. Amen. All those hours in the gym to realize that it's never enough. Oh, and you got those big old dudes that can't even sit down. Come on. Can't even scratch your own back. Amen. Because it's never enough.
My God.
Someone say never enough.
Never enough.
And then we can look back and then we see a trail of destruction. When you take a second and look back and you see, you know, you've been running so hard and you've been running so long and you don't know last time you took a break and you don't remember the last time that you had a weekend off. Come on, and you look back and your family's in pieces. Come on, your kids are doing whatever they want to do.
Come on,
somebody. We see all the destruction that's left behind from us chasing these things. We see broken hearts that are left behind. We see messed up credit. Come on, somebody. Because we wanted to rush in and it wasn't enough. Come on, we needed to have the latest car. We see messed up health. Come on, because we did all those drugs. We were drinking so much. We have that messed up health. Broken families and relationships.
Whoa.
We see a trail or a record that follows us. Come on, somebody, as long as a book. All these arrests and jail time and felonies.
Come on.
That's what never enough leads you to. But I know that I've been saved. Amen. I've been saved. Come on, somebody. I know not to fall into the chasing of the earthly desires. I know not to fall into these things anymore. If someone, come on, you've realized you've been saved for some time. You realize that those things really don't matter. Come on, somebody. That all those things, that sin only brings pleasure for a season, but it really leads to death. Come on, somebody. It really leads to destruction. You've been saved a little while. You've already realized, come on, God has shown you there's some important things in life that money cannot buy. Come on, the salvation of your children, a happy household. Come on, somebody, a wonderful man. There's some things that money cannot buy. Come on, that money can't fix everything. Amen. If that was the case, there wouldn't be so many divorces. Come on, you see Hollywood up and down. All these people are divorced, broken families. Why? They have all the money in the world. But money can't fix everything. Come on, money can't make a man faithful. Come on, money can't make a woman faithful. Come on, somebody. Money can't do that. Matter of fact, it brings more temptation. Come on, somebody. People start looking at you because of your money. Amen. But we got to realize, amen, we got to realize these things, amen. But how many know that, you know, you could be saved a little while and still fall into this?
Come on.
It can happen. It can happen, amen. You get a little comfortable, and you can fall into the chasing of desires. Come on, somebody. It's happened to me. Happened to me recently. Come on. It happened to me when Pastor, he told me, he said, hey, I'm going to Panama. I remember clear as day, we were at a senior volunteer meeting, and we were in the back, and he just says, hey, we're planning, I'm going to Panama, and Irvin, I want you to come with me. And I was like, oh my goodness. He goes, and then, he it's not really asking, come on, somebody, amen. But he's just like, are you down? And I'm like, yeah, I'm down. But all of a sudden, come on, can I be transparent for a little bit? All of a sudden, I started to think, come on, hey, what about my job? Oh, what about the time away from my wife? What about my responsibilities? What about my pledge? Come on, somebody. I got some taxes I need to pay. I got all these things that are adding up. And I started to think about all those earthly desires. And I had to check myself. You've ever had to check yourself before? Come on, have you ever heard check yourself or you wreck yourself? Come on, somebody. Come on, I'd rather check myself. If I get the opportunity to check myself, I'm going to check myself, amen? And then that's when I realized, hey, no, you know what? This is from God. I can't be chasing those worldly desires. I can't be just leaning on my own understanding. It's okay. It's going to be okay. And I thank God for leaders like Pastor, come on, somebody, that they realize that this is God's will. That's what I'm not asking you. Come on. Have you ever been in this situation when they ain't really asking you? Come on. They're telling you because this is God's will. I'm not leading you to know. Come on. I'm not leading you to disaster. I'm not leading you to any empty promises. Come on. I'm bringing you with me. This is God's will. It's God's will for your plan. So you just hop on it. Come on. But sometimes this is too deep for some people. Come on. Oh, what you mean? I just wish you would have asked me. What you mean? I just wish that somebody would just ask me. Come on, this is what God has for you. What do you mean we gotta ask you? Come on, the man in the home, no? Come on, some people, if you've been around, come on, our leadership for a little while, you realize this stuff. Amen. There's some things that you don't need to ask.
Come on.
There's some things that, man, this is God. Man, this is going to challenge you. This is going to, come on, somebody. It's going to grow you. It's going to take you to another level. Amen. And then I get home and I have a little chat with my wife after I check myself. And I'm like, all right, well, I need to talk to my boo. Amen. I just had more confirmation right there. She's like, hey, if this is from God, you got to go. I was like, amen. Hey, if this is from God, you got to go. Hey, if God is taking you there, hey, you got to be there. I'm with you. Come on, whatever we have to do to get you there, we're going to get you there. That's why I thank God I married the right one. That's why I thank God. Come on, she ain't a jealous wife. Come on, somebody. She knows when God is trying to do something in my life. She don't need all my time. Come on, somebody. It's okay. She sees God wants to do something in my husband's life, she pushes me towards it. That's a good wife. Come on, somebody. That's why I love my rib. That's why God gave me the right one. Because I know. Come on, but there's some, no. Tú te quedas aquí. You're not going nowhere. Come on, somebody. You're not doing nothing. Sit there. I'm going to talk to you before God talks to you. Come on. Woo! But I thank God, come on, somebody, that God, come on, and God moved, amen. God moved there in Panama. I thank God that I wasn't the one dropping Pastor off at the airport and waving goodbye. Come on, somebody. But I was there with them. I thank God that my wife backed me up all the way. Come on. I fired her up. She's like, you're not leaving me next time. I'm going with you. Come on, somebody. We're going together. I'm getting my passport. I thank God because of that. I thank God I'm not a man that made excuses. Come on, somebody. I don't want to be that man that makes excuses. I don't want to make excuses to God. Oh, God, I'm busy. Oh, God, I have a job. Oh, God, don't you know I got to pay bills? God knows all those things. Come on, somebody. God will provide for you. There's just some times, amen, where you got to step out on faith. God's giving you an opportunity to step out in faith. Come on, somebody, to meet that need. Before I knew it, I had plane tickets.
Come on.
Come on, somebody. Before I gotta do this thing. I have plane tickets. Come on, somebody. We were there. That's how I'm doing it for my amen, amen. I bought my plane tickets before I even registered. I'm already there. Come on, that's just some men that gotta register. Come on, there's some men that just gotta book a hotel room and put some money down. Come on, and then you can be like, let's go, going back from this. I ain't walking away. Hey, come on, somebody. Sometimes you gotta do those things. You gotta do those things. Come on, did that make me a bad husband? No. Matter of fact, it made me a better one. Why? Because I came back, come on. My wife knows it. If I go to a deeper level with God, I go to a deeper level with her. The more I love the Lord, the more I love her. If I'm chasing after God, I ain't got time to chase after no one else. All I want is God and my wife. Now, my wife realizes that. Come on, somebody. She realizes that. So what does it do? Makes me a better husband.
Yeah.
Come on, it's just a week. That's why she missed me. Amen. Sometimes you just gotta give yourself opportunity to be missed.
Come on, that's right.
Did it make me responsible at my job? No, I came back. I went back today and they were like, man, we missed you.
Come on.
Man, it's good to have you back.
Yeah.
Man, hey, just hey, come here. Tell me about your trip. Okay. Don't leave no more. I gotta go to Mighty Man, but after that. Sometimes you gotta, come on, right. Give yourself a little chance to be missed.
Right.
Come on.
Yeah, yeah. That's right.
Sometimes we get the wrong idea.
Yeah.
We get the wrong idea. Come on. And it's just God trying to move in our lives.
Yeah.
That's why, Mighty Man, you gotta be there. Look how many women went to the women's conference. Come on, how many men are gonna go to the Mighty Man? Come on, how many of the gang is gonna go to gang conference? Come on now, gang convention, amen. Those videos are powerful. They stir you up. They stir you up. You gotta get there. God has a word. We gotta get there. Come on, somebody. But I knew how to check myself.
Come on.
Come on, somebody. I knew, hey, I'm chasing after the worldly things right now. I'm chasing after comfort, amen. I gotta do what God has called me to do, amen. So I thank God that we left. We've seen some powerful things there taking place in Panama. We were able to be a part of just helping the vision take over a country. Come on, somebody. We were able to see what God is doing there, what God is doing here, God is doing there. God is reaching Panama. Come on, somebody. The Victory Outreach is flooding the city. It was a powerful crusade. Many people from different parts of the country came, and it was just a powerful time. They got some power. They have a powerful church. Pastor Geek, they're powerful down there. Come on, somebody. Yeah, it was amazing rallies. It was the fields are ready. Come on, they're ready for harvest. Amen. And we thank God that we were able to see that. Amen. That we were able to see that. Amen. So we're glad to be back. Amen. But God grew my faith there in Panama. I came back changed.
Man.
I came back a different man. Come on, somebody. I came back on fire. I came on back on fire for God. Amen. Those are investments we got to continue to make. But I realized that was God's will for my life. But what is God? What is God's will for your life?
Come on.
Come on, somebody. Come on, man. Graduating the home. Finishing the home. But what's after that?
Come on.
Come on, somebody. So we got to think of what's after that.
Man.
Come on. The people in the church, men in the church, women in the church, what's God's will for our lives?
Man.
We get saved and we come into the church and we get fed and we begin to grow. But what is it that God wants us to do? Come on, somebody. God wants us to serve Him. God wants us to get plugged into ministry. God needs some ushers in His house. Come on, somebody. God needs some teachers back there in the children's ministry. God needs some leaders to rise up. God needs some preachers to rise up. What is the will God has for your life?
Yeah,
come on, come on. Where's those that are going to UTC, amen? That was something that God had for my life, amen?
Yes.
Hallelujah. We got to see, we got to take part, amen, there. And I love what Pastor Sonny said there in Panama. He said, an ordinary man committed to a great vision becomes a great man.
Woo!
An ordinary man, you could just be, what does God want to do with me? I'm just an ordinary person. An ordinary person committed to a great vision becomes a great person. Man, come on, man. Somebody. When you're committed to the vision, when you're committed to what God wants to do in your life, when you say, hey, I'm going all the way. I ain't stopping. I want to go. I want everything God has for me. I want to go out there. I want to take the world. Come on, somebody. If you're committed to a great vision, you become a great person.
Yes. Yes.
But you got to be hungry.
Yeah.
Tell your neighbor, you got to be hungry.
Yeah.
Tell them, are you hungry? Tell them, I'm hungry. You got to be hungry. Come on, somebody. You got to have an appetite.
Yes.
You can't be like that child, come on, that spoils his appetite. God doesn't want Christians with a spoiled appetite.
Come on,
they're always snacking on everything of the world, and they never have a hunger for His will. They never have a hunger for His word. They never have a hunger for the things of God because they're always full of their job. They're always full of other things. Come on, I know we got to work, amen? But that's not the reason I'm alive. That's not the purpose God has for my life, amen? That just pays the bills. Come on, I'm doing something more important. I got a better job. Come on. I'm serving the Lord, amen.
Yeah,
I'm serving God, but you gotta be hungry.
Right.
Because God ain't gonna give you a full plate if you can't handle it.
Oh.
Come on, some of you guys like a nice juicy steak for you guys can't handle it. You guys are stuck on the appetizer.
Come on,
somebody. God needs some hungry people. That's how our ministry got started. We have a hungry founder. And when he started off, come on, somebody, with Isaiah 45. He started off with a promise. Come on. It was to build a church for drug addicts and their families. But he was a hungry leader. He saw what God wanted to do in his life. He saw what God wanted to do even when others doubted him. What God wanted to do, and he was hungry, and God gave him more, and he kept coming back. God, I'm still hungry. I'm not just satisfied with East LA. I'm not just satisfied with California. God, I need some more. God kept bringing another plate to him. God kept giving him more because he seen that Pastor Sonny was a hungry man. Sister Julie was a hungry woman. They were a hungry couple, ready for souls, ready to do the work of God. Come on, somebody. Got some hungry, our founding generation that cracked open cities. Come on, that took the vision to outside of California. We started flooding the states. We started going to other countries. Amen. We have a hungry pastor. Come on. And Sister Sylvia, we have a hungry, powerful leaders. Amen. That came to Arlington and with nothing. Come on, somebody. All they had was an empty building. But they were hungry because God had something for their lives. Because God knew, and he knew that God had spoken to them. That God was about to give them something. And look at where we're at today. Come on. God is taking us from glory to glory. God is taking us from Park Road to the M&B Hall to Main Street. Come on, somebody. We're not, come on. We're reaching families. We're out there doing, come on, the work of God. Because we have hungry leaders.
Hallelujah.
Are you hungry?
Man.
Come on, somebody.
Come on.
Amen.
Are you hungry?
Yeah, yes.
Amen. We need a lot more to do.
Come on.
There's a lot more to do.
Come on.
There's a lot, there's a big old city out there.
Come on.
There's a lot of families out there. There's a lot to be done. There's a lot of rallies and street teams and leaders that need to take their place. Come on. But you need to be hungry for what God wants to do. Amen?
Right. Yes.
Let's turn our Bibles to John chapter 4, verse 31. And the word says this. It said, meanwhile, the disciples were urging Jesus, Rabbi, eat something. But Jesus replied, I have food you know nothing about. Did someone come feed him while we were gone? The disciples asked each other. Jesus explained, my nourishment comes from doing the will of God who sent me to finish his work.
Amen.
Come on, somebody. Right here we see disciples that were surrounding Jesus, trying to feed his flesh.
Come on
somebody. But Jesus wasn't concerned with all that. Jesus wasn't concerned with satisfying his flesh. He wasn't concerned with earthly desires. He wasn't concerned with all those things. He began to tell his disciples, I have food you know nothing of. I get my strength, come on, out of doing God's will. I get my strength out of seeing people healed. I get nourishment from seeing, come on, people come to the feet of Jesus. When I see people get saved and redeemed and changed, amen, that's what feeds me. Jesus was saying, I have food you know not of. Jesus was saying this when the disciples couldn't understand. They were like, what do you mean? You go to Subway? Well, where'd you go? You went to Quiznos? Where'd you go? You went to Juanita's? Got yourself a torta? Who fed you, Jesus? But Jesus was trying to explain. Jesus was trying to explain. Hey, this is more important right here.
Come on.
This is more important than eating. Come on, somebody. This is more important. Yeah, we can eat later. Come on. But people need to hear the gospel now. These people need to be reached right now. This is what I'm here for. This is what I get fulfillment. Best believe, come on. I'm believing that God is going to reach my children. But in doing that, when God does that, I'm still trying to reach other people's children. Come on, somebody. I'm still trying to minister to other people's needs. Amen. I know that God is going to do great things in your family, but don't be a stagnant Christian. Come on, somebody. While God is working, you get busy. While God is doing something, you start doing something too. Amen. You start reaching people. You start discipling. You start, come on, plugging yourself into Bethany. Come on, somebody. You start to work as well.
Amen.
Amen. We got to be those. We got to be hungry, hungry people, amen?
Amen.
It says, but we got to be careful not to develop some spiritual disorders. Come on, somebody. We know that there's some spiritual disorders out there. There's some spiritual disorders, amen, and we got to be careful of these things. The first one is spiritual anorexia. Oh, come on, somebody. Have we ever, we've known some people, amen, that I have, amen. You know, that they never wanted to eat nothing. Come on. This is when you refuse to eat God's word.
Uh-oh.
You refuse to read God's word. You come to church and you clap your hands. But when it comes to the preaching, come on, these people just tune out.
Uh-oh.
They ain't trying to, it's too heavy for them. I ain't trying to hear all that. That's too many rules. That's too many things. They don't want to intake God's word. Come on, somebody. They want to call themselves Christians, but they never read God's word. They're never in prayer. They're never getting close to God. They're spiritually anorexic. Come on, somebody. They look good on the outside because they're feeding their flesh, but in the inside, come on, they're dying on the inside. Their organs are all just dying. Come on, they're shutting down. Why? Because they're spiritually anorexic. They're not getting, come on, they're not getting nourishment from God. They're not spending time with God. So what does this mean? There's a danger when it comes to anorexia, because you're not feeding the body. The body's not able to fight infection. Your body's not able to defend itself. So any little temptation that comes your way, you fall into sin. Come on, somebody. Any little rebuke that comes from your leaders because God is speaking to them, no. But it's because you don't know God's word. Because your leaders are never gonna lead you away from God's word. They're gonna lead you to God's word, to God's destiny for your life. Come on, somebody. But automatically, because we're not feeding ourselves, we don't have God's word, then we start an attack. Let me back off. Let me stop coming for a while. Let them get off my case. Come on, somebody. We read the Bible and it's too deep.
Come on.
Come on. It talks about adultery. It talks about all these things. We don't want to read that.
My God.
We stay away from it. And we can't fight infection.
It's good.
We can't fight sin.
Wow.
That's what it is.
Come on.
We can't fight sin.
Wow.
We're always falling.
Yeah, yeah.
We always go this far and then we just stop. But it's because we don't spend time with God.
My God.
We don't spend time in His Word. reading His Word, His promises for our lives away. Come on, Bible. Basic instructions before leaving earth. We don't feed ourselves. So we begin to die out. We begin to die from the inside. The second is spiritual bulimia. Come on, somebody. It's those that look like they're eating God's word. Come on, you may speak a little church lingo. You may know how to say an amen. You may know how to say, I receive that. Come on, somebody. But as soon as you walk out the door, man, you throw all that stuff up. You throw it all up. I don't want it. Come on, somebody. You get on the, you start, but you put on your word. Come on, somebody. You put on that Tupac on when you get in the car. Leaving service. You begin to fight with your wife as you're in the parking lot. Driving off. Come on. They heard nothing. Come on. Everything you heard in the sermon, all the amens went out the window. Come on, somebody. Because you're eating. It looks like you're eating. Amen. That's what a bulimic is. You eat and then you go throw it up.
That's right.
You go throw it up. So it looks like you're taking care of yourself. It looks like you're a good Christian. Come on, somebody. But really, come on, somebody. That's the you a saint on Sunday and an ain't on Monday. Come on, somebody. So we gotta stay away from that. We gotta stay away from those things. We gotta come on. We don't allow the word of God to change our lives because we're not digesting it. Because we're not taking it in. Because we're not living the word. Come on, somebody. We're not living it out. When you're bulimic, come on, somebody. You're not doing what God's will. You're just reading it. I just read a Psalms and Proverbs a day, and that's nice, amen. But I stay away from the rest. Come on, somebody, because that's not digesting God's word. We have to digest God's word where it begins to change us from the inside. Where it begins, come on, to stir our hearts up. When you start to say, that's for me, God. You know, that right there is talking about me. Come on, somebody. When we're in service and we're not like, oh, I know who that's for. Come on, somebody, you start elbowing somebody. Hey, listen up. But you're like, no, that's for me. That's for me. I'm digesting this. I need a change. I want to be better. I want to be different. I want to be a world taker. I want to be someone that makes it. I want to be successful in God. I want to be a top giver. I want to answer God's call. I want to reach hurting souls. I want to hit the streets. I want to be involved in ministry. I want to be involved in the worship team. I want to be involved in the drama. Come on, somebody. I want to be about changing people's lives. I want to be the prayer warrior. I want to go up and preach. I want to do these things because you're allowing the word to change you. Because you're digesting it. Because you start living it. You start the little that you know. You're living it out. Come on, somebody. You ain't cussing anymore. You know the Bible says, come on now, to not curse. You ain't doing those things. You're keeping yourself pure. Because you're digesting it. You're digesting it. Come on, somebody. And we got the spiritual obese. Oh, my. Come on, somebody. Those that take it all in. Come on, you know the scriptures. You know where they're at. You got them by memory. But you don't share it with nobody. Come on, somebody. You don't want to disciple nobody. That's too much work. That's too much work. I need to keep it all to myself. I'm saved. I'm okay. But I'm going to the streets and I'm good. Come on, somebody. It's those that don't want to, come on, they just want to keep it all to themselves. They're okay with being saved, but nobody else matters. They just want it all for themselves. They just keep eating and keep eating, but they don't share any of it out. They don't share with others. You just become obese.
Come on.
Come on, somebody. I don't want to be spiritually obese. Amen. No. Eat a little bit right now, but not spiritually. Come on, somebody. How many know that we're reaching people? Come on, somebody. Come on. We're doing God's will. Amen. Yeah. We're reaching our city. We're about discipleship in our church. Yeah. We're about raising up strong men. Come on. Yeah. That are going to make it for the long haul. We're about, come on, being here on Friday and Sundays and being at life group on Wednesdays. We're about living the Christian. here Jesus speaks about his food. And he says, in the first point, and I'm going to bring it to a close. The first point, I got 3 points here. And he says, the word of God is Jesus' food.
Oh, man.
It's the word.
Man.
When Jesus was fasting those 40 days, come on somebody, before he entered his ministry, before he went out and reached the disciples, before he did all this, he was reading God's word. He knew how to defend himself when the enemy came to tempt him. Come on somebody, he knew how to defend him because he had God's word inside of him.
Come on somebody,
he knew how to fight. He was using God's word. God's word was feeding him. Come on, how many know that the Bible says that man should not live off of bread alone, but every word that proceeded out of the word of out of the mouth of God. Come on, somebody. That's what men live off of. That's what women live off of. We're reading our Bible. Come on, somebody. We know what the word is. Come on, we're feeding ourselves the word. Amen?
Amen.
The second is God's will. God's will is Jesus' food. We see that in John chapter 4. We just read it. He says, my nourishment comes from the will of, from doing the will of God.
That's right.
How many know that Jesus was 12 years old when he was in the temple, when his parents went looking for him, and he was in the temple. He had been missing for a little while, and they went up looking for him, and Jesus looks at him, and he's 12 years old, and he tells his mom, he goes, don't you know I'm about my father's business? Don't you know I'm about my father's? Don't you know I'm about the will of God? Don't you know where would you think I'd be? I'd be on, where do you think I'm going to be on Friday night? I'm going to be in church. I ain't going to be at the club. I ain't going to be at the hideout. I ain't going to be at whatever little bars around here. I'm not going to be at those, I'm not going to be at the nightclub. I'm not going to be at that liquor store. I'm going to be in the house of God. I'm going to be worshiping God. I'm going to be paying my tithes. I'm going to be giving it all to God. Come on, because I want to start my weekend off right.
Yeah.
About my father's business. Come on, somebody. You ain't gonna catch me at work on Friday night. Come on, somebody. I'm gonna be at church.
Hallelujah.
I'm gonna be praising God.
Amen.
I'll save work for some other time.
Come on,
somebody. I know what's important. It's come on now. Being in God's house, being in God's will.
Amen.
And number three is finishing God's will.
Amen.
He says, let me read it again. He says, my nourishment comes from doing God's will, who sent me, and from finishing his work. What did Jesus cry out on the cross? For it is finished.
Amen.
Finishing God's will. How many know that there's a lot of people that start off good? Come on, somebody. Start off on fire.
Come on.
You start off serving God, and you're just, but we can't be those firecracker Christians. Come on, somebody. That you get lit up, and there you go, and you make a nice little sparkle, but that's all there was to you. How many know we're running a marathon? How many know we got to finish strong? It doesn't matter how you start. You got to finish strong. It don't matter if you fail. You got to get back up. You got to keep serving God. You got to keep pressing on. You got to learn from those mistakes. We're serving God for the long haul. I don't know why I've been serving God 6 years. Come on, somebody. And I know that I need much more than that. Come on, somebody. I want to serve God for a lifetime. I ain't trying to go back to the world. I ain't trying to go back to my old ways. I don't want to return to that vomit. Come on, somebody. I know where God took me from. I know how good God has been to me. I know what he's blessed me with. Come on. I'd be a fool to walk back to the old Egypt. Come on. To go back to the neighborhood. I mean, I just go back to California for conference.
Hallelujah.
I ain't got no reason to go back to my Egypt. Come on, somebody. I go conference and visit my kids.
Come on.
But that's it.
Come on.
Because I know what God has done in my life. I'm grateful. Yes. Come on, somebody. How many are grateful? How many are grateful? You may not be where you need to be, but you ain't where you used to be. You ain't, come on, you're not all messed out. Come on, somebody. You're not all cracked out anymore. You ain't at the bar. Come on, somebody. You ain't waking up in all kinds of different bands anymore. Come on, somebody. You ain't all hooked up no more. Come on, you're doing God's will. Come on, there's too much to give up.
That's right.
There's too much to give up for a night of fun.
Yes.
Mexico, preaching God's word, raising up leaders, pushing them. Come on, he's the first one up. He's meeting sun up to sundown.
That's right.
Because he's hungry.
That's right.
But are you hungry?
Come on.
We need some hungry leaders to build this city. We need some hungry people, come on, to reach our city, to build our church. Come on now.
Come on.
But are you hungry?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Come on. And we got to eat. Come on, somebody. Mm-hmm. I love this part. Some home-cooked meals. I mean, no, my wife, she makes some good home-cooked meals.
Come on.
I ain't lying either. I'm trying to score points. Yeah. She feeds me. Come on, somebody. But we gotta eat home cooked meals here in the church. Come on, now. How many know that? This is our type of ministry.
Yes.
This is our time of the type of preaching. Come on, somebody. Ain't nobody else gonna reach us. Amen. That's why I don't listen to all those YouTube preachers and all. They ain't from our ministry. They ain't doing what we're doing. Come on. They ain't reaching the drug addict. They ain't reaching the lost. Come on. God is doing great things in their church. Amen. But God brought me here. I want to be homegrown. Come on, somebody. I need some VO. Come on. Well, I get fed. Amen. I got to come to the house of God. When I look on YouTube, amen, I'm looking at VO preachings. Come on, somebody. Amen. Because I ain't with all that other stuff. There's a lot of funny stuff out there. A lot of funny stuff out there online. Come on, somebody.
True.
A lot of crazy stuff, man. Prosperity preaching. Once saved, always saved. That's not how we get down. Come on, somebody.
It's good.
We gotta listen to some home. Come on, some home preachings, amen. We gotta listen to some VO, amen, preachings, amen. But we gotta be hungry people.
Amen.
You know, Jesus, you can do ministry all you want. You can do all these, you know, all these things. But one thing that I've learned is that if you ain't feeding yourself, you ain't doing nothing. You can be reaching people and you can be dying inside. You can be doing all these great things for God, but you're dying inside, and Jesus knows the truth. Jesus is like, man, you're saying all these things that you don't live yourself. You're reaching, come on, but you're not spending any time with me.
My.
I've learned that. I've gone through dry seasons in my life.
Where
I wasn't in God's presence, and I was just spinning wheels. Come on, somebody. I was just burning tires. I was just getting tired. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
But I need to. I realize that without God, I ain't doing nothing.
Amen.
If I'm not close to God, I ain't doing nothing. I'm not even a good husband. I'm not even a good father. That's why I gotta be close to God. God is my number one. I can't replace God with nothing else. I can't. Because away from God, I was a fool. Away from God, I was the one that ran away. I was that, come on, a deadbeat dad. That was me. I was a drug addict, away from God. And now that we get a little bit of blessing, come on, somebody, that God's been a little good to us, we can never forget what God did for us. We can never forget, because we'll go back to being the same thing. It's like a man that looks in a mirror, turns away, and forgets exactly what he looked like. I don't ever want to forget, come on, somebody, what I look like. Come on, I know that I need God. I know that I need God, and I want to stay on fire, and I want to stay hungry for God. That's why we got to continue, come on, to reach us. We got to continue to go to Mighty Men. Men, go to Mighty Men.
We
need you to go to Mighty Men.
Come on.
We need you to go hear from God.
Yes.
Come on, you got to spiritually invest.
That's right.
Come on, we can pay everything, all our car bill, all our bills, we can do all that. But if you're not investing in your spiritual life, you got to invest in your spirit, whatever it takes. Gang, you got to get to gang convention.
Right.
Come on, we got to go hear those marching orders. We're the third wave. There's a wave of revival coming. There's a wave of revival coming. But you got to be ready. You got to be hungry. You got to be willing. Come on, somebody. You just got to say yes. You're not going to understand all the time. There's plenty of times that I didn't understand. I didn't know what God was doing in my life, but I feed myself with the word of God. I'm going to continue to do the will of God in my life. I'm set on accomplishing what God has started in my life. I'm not backing out from this. I'm not going back to the world. I'm not doing all those things. I've come too far. Come on, somebody. And I want to finish God's will for my life. And as we all stand here tonight, close your eyes here tonight. Maybe you haven't been feeding yourself lately. Maybe you've been going through a dry spell. Maybe you've been spiritually starving inside. But on the outside, everything looks fine. You've walked away from prayer. You've walked away from the presence of God. You've walked away from those promises that God has given you. You're no longer working towards it anymore. Hallelujah. God wants to restore that hunger in your life here tonight. God wants to restore that hunger in your life. At one time you were a hungry lion, and now you're tired. But God wants to change that here tonight. For those that you're hungry for what God has in your life. You want that next plate. Come on, you want the next level. You want the next thing that God has for your life. Stay hungry. Stay hungry. Continue to grow. Hallelujah. Here tonight, the altars are open. If you're hungry for God here tonight, I want to open up these altars. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. We worship you, God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. We need you, God, here tonight, God. We need you, God. Oh, Father, restore, God. God, that hunger in our lives to serve you, God. Oh, God, to go out, my God. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, cry out to God here tonight. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Your power.
Yes.
Lord,
here tonight. If you need Jesus here tonight, maybe you just, at one time you were serving God, but it hasn't been like that lately. Maybe you've never served God, but you want to today. Today, this message spoke to your heart, and you want, you're hungry to do God's will. You're hungry to go to the next level. If this is you here tonight, and you want to give your life to the Lord here tonight, amen, and you're not saved, you can lift your hands with every head bowed and every eye closed here tonight, amen. Hallelujah. God sees your hand. Amen. Hallelujah. Here tonight, just let's all say this prayer here tonight. Father, forgive me. Of all my sins. Lord, I accept your Son, Jesus, as my Lord and Savior. I know that He died, but He resurrected in power. Now resurrect my life. Give me a hunger, God, to serve you, to do your will. Give me a hunger, God, to read your word. To feed myself so that I may feed others. Give me a hunger, God, to be a church, to go to the conventions, God, to hear your voice. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to pray here tonight. Father God, Lord, we come before you here tonight, God, and we lift up the church, my God, to you, my God. Everyone here, my God, continue, God, to give us a hunger, God, to serve you, God. Oh, Father, to go all the way, my God, to continue, God, to do great things, God, for your honor and your glory, my God. God, we want to be hungry, God, like that founding generation, God, that didn't have all the talents, God. They didn't have all the resources, God. But still, my God, it broke open countries, God. We want that type of hunger, God. Oh, to reach our family, God. To reach the lost, God. To reach our children, God. Our husbands, God. Our wives, God, that still need you, God, out there, God. We pray here tonight, God, that we would be a hungry church, God. You want hungry disciples, God. Because hungry disciples make things happen, God. Hungry disciples are aggressive, God. Hungry disciples, God, are those, God, that are making a difference, God. Oh, fill our church, God, with those hungry disciples, God. God, that will serve you, God. God, that will give you all they have, my God. Oh, in Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Give the Lord some praise tonight. Amen. Come on, give the Lord some praise. Hallelujah. Amen. We're gonna go ahead and pray out. How many felt God's presence here tonight? Amen. Come on, how many are hungry? Come on, somebody. How many need this place? Amen. Refresh. Come on, somebody. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We have practice right after. Amen. For all the drama team. Come on, somebody. We're gonna practice the drama. Amen. So stick around. Amen. And let's continue to be hungry and do God's will. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go ahead and pray out. Father God, we just thank you, Lord, for this time together, God. God, we pray, God, that you would seal this message in our hearts, God. God, that, God, we would continue to be that hungry church, God. Hungry lions, my God. We thank you. We love you, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. For all the women, amen, they're going to have their discipleship tomorrow, amen. So let's be here tomorrow, amen. And the street team, come on, somebody. We have a street team going out, amen. So let's continue. Let's go out, come on, and let's continue to reach